Here it comes. Shh, wait for it. Wait for it.
And we're live.
Okay.
Jeez. What was that?
It took a little bit longer than usual. Welcome to episode 99 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I am thousands of days old, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the community manager, and I have discovered that black is slimming.
My name is Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and my beard is blossoming.
Is it that season? Is it that time to do it?
It's the time of year.
The humidity makes it.
Good. Yeah.
That's the same reason I'm getting a haircut real soon.
Yeah, I need one as well.
What?
I have baseball hair right now. It's nice.
Baseball hair.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been wearing a hat for like the last 2 hours.
It's where you put red stitches through it.
Yeah.
And then hold it with a split finger and throw it really hard.
Just
right?
throw my head.
The knuckle people's hair. That's the worst. The knuckle hair. It's hard to hit with a baseball bat.
Yep. Stuff. That's why I do it, though. I generally don't want my head hit by a baseball bat, so.
Episode 99.
99 episodes.
I mean, I'll be honest. 99. I didn't think this would last past 9.
With balloons.
Let alone 99.
Yeah, at first, I remember Andrew telling me he thought it would be a good idea for me to be a part of the podcast. And I was like, so refresh me. What is a podcast? Those were the days. Still not sure. Is this what a podcast is? Like, are other podcasts like this? Like, I've even listened to a couple, and I'm still not sure about the format.
Yeah. Oh. Let's start with that.
Sure. All I know is we really do have a bad habit at One More Castle of contributors coming to us with, like, this great idea! Oh, I'm so excited about this! And then I do sometimes hit them with some constructive criticism, like, actually, yeah, episode 99, wow! And I think I'm not going to be here next week. Well, I know that part. The part I think is rather than try and do this without me, we're going to like
hold off a week.
Have a different kind of segment next week, not a full episode. We're going to like hold off.
99.5.
Like, keep the curtain over episode 100 for another week before the unveil. I don't know.
You know what? It'll work because we missed that one episode that got lost to time. So this will actually even us out.
Surely we've mentioned it before.
We've mentioned it before.
We tried to record a whole episode and it didn't work. I still remember the theme. You guys remember the theme we did for the whole episode that night?
Twisted Metal Games. It's great.
And I think, I could be wrong, but I think that was actually the first time that the Retro Showdown had a theme. It's like we each picked a different Twisted Metal game. I think I could be wrong, but it was one of the first. If it wasn't the very first, it was one of them, because we were just barely treading into the waters of even having a theme. Because it used to be free for all the time. Jason, you are so pale.
I know. I can't hear. Just.
It's incredible.
Hold on.
It is amazing.
Hold on. Let's just move this over there, and let's just.
There's no credibility whatsoever. Incredible.
It's literally my main monitor. I'm using my second one now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna turn it back on.
Man, I don't mind pale at all. I'm just letting you know. I have to find something to make fun of you about, and I can't with the beard because it's blossoming, and because it's black, it's also slimming, as we learned from Hunter.
There you go. It's beautiful. Have you guys played any games? Because I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
You've been on a pretty good streak, though. I think you're excused this week.
Thanks.
Since I actually played something.
If I had it,
then it'd be awful. Okay, I'll happily go first. Let me try this again. Have I already talked about this game? Harvest Moon, It's a Wonderful Life. Have I discussed having and playing this game before?
Harvest Moon?
This one specifically, Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life.
I don't think so.
Okay, because I've tried a couple times to get into it, and I can't. It's boring, which is unusual because I usually don't mind like simulation, real life kind of have a second life, alternative life kind of games. I don't mind that, but
that's just boring.
So yeah, I can't get into it. Instead of talking about this game, can I just talk about the box? I have a few things about the box I'd like to talk about. Can I talk about the box? Is that
sure.
Okay? Thank you, Jason, because I wanted to note first here. So on this box, it shows you right off the bat your selection of available girls for, like, potential wifery. And so different Harvest Moon games have a different amount of girls you can pick from to be your eventual wife. Okay. Unless you want to batch it up for your whole farming career. And different Harvest Moon games have a different amount of animals you can take care of, or different species or kinds. So I just thought it was funny, because I've played the Super Nintendo original. I played Harvest Moon 64 much more than this one. But so on this cover, we have a sheep and a cow and a horse and a dog, and there's chickens. And we have the three girls, right? So point number one I want to make. Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life, has more species of animal you can take care of than it does potential partners in marriage. Thought that was kind of funny. Number two, this line right here, I don't know why this is included. Maybe you can explain it to me, but there's this little line right here on the box. It says, basic reading ability is required to fully enjoy this game. I mean, is it technically true and reasonable? Yes, but it seems like one of those things that, duh, like, isn't every game that way? Am I wrong? Are there games that don't require reading?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like what?
Tetris.
Give me one example.
Any of the Pac-Man. Elder Scrolls games, they're all voice acted.
Mario?
I guess you guys are right. Fine.
I mean, fine. Nintendo is notorious for not using voice actors, so it's not that big of a deal, but...
Okay. But I feel like if you're... Okay, maybe I'm just wrong on that part. I could be. Cool.
No, I see what you're going for. It's just... I don't know.
Like, I just can't imagine not being able to read, but then picking this game. Like, how does that happen? Like, I can't read, but I'm going to grab this and purchase it and play it. You know? Like, if you can't... How would you... So I think I still have a point, but you are right. That there's plenty of games where you don't need to read. That's fine. Those games are fine.
Dude, those games are terrible.
I can't... Last point about the box I just wanted to point out. I pronounce the developer Natsume. Is that incorrect? Or is someone out there going to tell me it's Natsume or Natsume? You know, I pronounce things how I read them.
Right.
Get over it. It doesn't matter that much. People get so bent out of shape about that. But it has their like home office address on here, right? The street address. The town in California is Burlingame. Like, it actually has the word game in the name of the town. I thought that was kind of weird and cool. And
Burlingame, California.
So there you go. Three things about Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life box art that I find amusing. You know what? My sister Valerie makes an excellent point on the discussion page. So I'm going to call it right now, apparently. It is a farming simulator, not a marriage simulator. Touche.
It's true.
Touche. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that Burlingame, California has produced such lovely people as comic strip author Bill Amend of Foxtrot fame.
Oh, yes.
And Bing Crosby.
That's great. Wow. Huh. What a town.
So there's really things
what
going
a town.
On there. Is that...
Yeah. There's stuff.
Wow. You know, I get the feeling that Burlingame probably has a couple of the world's top notch. Vintage phone book collectors too.
Oh, come on, let's not get back into that, please.
I want to.
Please, just
while I'm
on
the broadcast page, I just want to address one quick other comment. Marcus Skylara, you're asking if you can be a part of the show. The answer is no. Not to be mean, but the format is the three of us have the show. You enjoy the show. If you go to onemorecastle.com, you can figure out how you can participate in our community if you want to, though. So there's your fair answer. Now back to actually having a podcast. It's Hunter. What games have you played?
I started playing a little bit of the Chrono Trigger.
Nice.
That's a game.
That is very
that's a good game.
Yeah.
Berlin game.
It's yeah. There's some gaming aspects in the game.
Very gamey.
You know.
Yeah.
You do need to be able to read to enjoy that game.
Yes. Very.
That's like one of the only RPGs I've actually bothered beating.
It's a beautiful game.
Usually when I play an RPG, I get near the end and I get bored.
Right.
Chrono Trigger, I've beaten it multiple times.
Wow. Yeah. And it's not a Duke Nukem game. That's impressive. So it's good. So, yeah, Chrono Trigger. I kind of came to terms with something that I realized that I've hated about RPGs of this fashion that try to be, you know, not your traditional hard-cut RPG. I don't know. You know what I mean. You know, like there's a fine line between like a JRPG where it's all about stats and grinding and questing, and then there's games like Chrono Trigger where it's a little bit more airy and more likable to the quote-unquote average gamer of the era. I think one of the things that drives me absolutely insane is when people forget their names in an RPG and then the little screen comes up
name me? I forget my name.
This is what their name is, but you have an opportunity to change it. Like,
oh yeah, what's his name?
Yeah, so I didn't get that far into the game, but I met Frog. And what is, like, this is when I realized it, because I was like, oh, good for you. Like, that was my reaction. Because Luca, right? Is it Luca? Lusa? Luca?
Yeah.
Luca. Yeah, something like that.
Is initially afraid of Frog by his appearance. And Frog has the reaction of, oh, my frog, you know, it frightens you. It's not really, you know, this is just a disguise. But you can call me, and it pops the screen up, and it says Frog. And it's like, oh, yeah, you can call me Frog. It's like, well, that's, all of this was a waste of my time. All of it. And then it reminds me back to Pokemon, like the first generation, where Dr. Oak was like, oh, what's your best friend's name again? My nephew? What's his name? It's like, okay, there's got to be a better way to do this. Like, if you want to give the player the option to rename the characters, there's got to be a better way other than,
You know what makes sense? They could just even do an opening scene. It's like a hospital. You've just been born, and like some family member gives you a Pokemon, like stuffed animal. That's like, oh, they've grown up with Pokemon. That's why they love them so much. And that's when you see them named.
I don't.
Like you'd start as like the dad or something.
That just like for like 5 seconds. Okay. Like here is the scene, and no. So I started racking my brain about what could possibly be better ways to rename characters? Because at this point, there's the silent protagonist was all the rage. You know, like if the main character doesn't talk, then you can put yourself in his shoes and you are that character. Mm. And it's like, no, it's just annoying for somebody who's writing the dialogue. Because it's like, how do I write around somebody who just doesn't speak? Like, you just have to assume what they're saying or what they're thinking, you know, and it's annoying. As somebody who's sitting down to play the game.
Whole new respect for Half-Life. We won't go there.
So, like...
But Pokemon is an especially funny example, for reasons I'll explain when you're finished.
So, with people, like, I had thought, like, okay, this, like, obviously, can only be used once, because, like, if everybody says, oh, blah, 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 you're like, so-and-so just said that, like, not even 4 turns ago. Like, you can't say that, too. But to still give the opportunity to the player to rename the character, like, I was like, oh, I go by, and then the screen comes up, and you could put something like, you know, ass face, you know, but it, you know, it's like, oh, my name's Lucy, but I go by such and such, or my middle name is, my friends call me, you know, not like, oh, I don't know, what's your name again? Like, it's such...
I wanted to.
It is kind of tropish.
I wanted to
now,
say in the new one, it actually lets you have a name and a nickname, if I remember correctly, which makes having a name make no sense.
Yeah.
if everyone's just going to use the nickname?
I've mentioned before, like, in games where it's like, oh, input your name. Oh, we're not going to use it. Just input your name. And it's like, why am I doing this? Like, this is, I'm fine with save game one. Like, I know what save game I am. I'm going to be playing this for 4 months straight. Mm-hmm. I know which save game file I am. You know, it's not like the old Sierra days where, like, you get the name, the save files, where it's like, oh, dude ate a worm. Super weird. I remember that scene because a dude totally ate a worm, and it was super weird. Like, I get that, you know? But, like, with the characters, it's like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I give nicknames to my Pokemon, like, and it's the most.
Why?
Because it's hilarious, because it's like, oh, here comes Fart Butt. He's going to, you know, throw lightning. It's
going to wreck your stuff
like,
up.
That's hilarious. But you know it's a Pikachu, you know, because it's like the Grimace from McDonald's. Like, he is the Grimace. Nobody knows what his name is.
See,
they just know that he's the Grimace. You know what I mean?
I understand giving, like, funny nicknames to your Pokemon. I don't understand when people give, like, oh, this is Lucy. It's my level.
No, see, that's me. I'm the guy who takes Pokemon
because
that seriously. Like,
Here's why. He is the person, like, who names his pets, like, human names. It's like, oh. It's like he's a human, but he's not. He's a cat. If he's not named Boots, then what's the point? Like, you're not. Hey George, come here. No, that's a.
Cause see, I find that funny. That's funnier to me. Like, when your dog is named Fart Butt, that's okay. That's kind of funny. But, like, having a dog named, like, Bob, no, like, that's hilarious. Terrible. Come on, Bob.
Really bad.
Whatever.
Really bad.
Yeah, but Pokemon is an especially funny example in the first generation in terms of, like, conveniently naming your own antagonist. Because if I remember right, it's not like there's a default and then the option to write your own. They give you, like, three default choices. It's like, oh, so that best friend slash rival of yours, is he Gary or is he Blue?
Yeah, Blue.
Or is he this random third name that nobody ever chooses? Or do you just want to pick his name? It's like Fresno just gives up. Just choose his name. Just pick his name. I don't even care.
Because I don't even, like, I know he's Blood. I know he's Ken. I don't, you know, I'm not going to get him a Christmas card, so it doesn't matter. Just name him whatever.
And yeah. Then there's games like Botan Kaidos, where it breaks the fourth wall at the very beginning because you are, like, this spirit guide slash god to the characters. So it asks for your name, and then at certain points in the game, the characters turn towards the screen, and they're like, hey, Eric, hello, like, do this. Like, you really feel that way about this? But then you still name the protagonist. So it's like, how do you, what? Why would I, how does that,
I don't know, like, there's a weird line between, like, characters that you're trying to play as, and characters that you're trying to be. Like, it's a lot easier in, like, a first-person shooter because it's like you see the gun and that's all you see. So you imagine yourself running around through the battlefield with the gun. I get that, but it's like playing Chrono Trigger. It's like, no, I see this guy. He's not me. He looks nothing like me. He's way cooler than I am. But I'm not going to name him Eric because that's just, it's a lie upon a lie. Like, I'm not good. Like, I'm going to lie awake in bed knowing that I named that guy Eric and he's not me at all. Like, he's way cooler than me.
That's weird, Hunter. Like, what?
What am I doing? Like, I feel like I got to start the game all over.
So, like, when you play a Zelda game,
it's Link every time.
You just leave him as Link?
Every time. Save games, always Link.
Eric.
No, I don't do that. I can't do it. Like, it just, it's
this is such a good topic.
It's.
Like, I wonder what people think about this. Like, listeners, like, audience members, what? Do you name your protagonist, or is he Link?
Like,
or is he your name?
The only thing that I could possibly go to the point of, oh, I'm going to name this character after me, is, like, if I live in a house with, like, eight other people and all of them want to play this game, like, okay, I have to name this save file or my character as my name because I know, you know, so and so is going to come in the middle of the night and just wreck my save game file. So, like, this is how I separate it down. But, I mean, my wife doesn't play games. Like, she's not going to hop into my save game files while I'm sleeping and, you know, start selling items and stuff that I've been stocking up for weeks that I'm never going to use because that's how RPGs are designed. It's like, she's not going to do that. She knows better.
That'd be hilarious if she did do that.
I was just thinking that, Jason.
If I went back to my Final Fantasy 3 or Final Fantasy 5 save file and suddenly I sold all of my tents, I'm going to be very upset. I'm not going to use them ever in the game. But right. If they're gone,
but
they're
got to stock them up.
Divorce. It's as simple as that.
I wonder how well that would hold up in court. What is the reason for the separation? Sold my tents!
Totally upset.
She sold my tents.
But, you know, what are you going to do? So yeah, Chrono Trigger. Played Chrono Trigger. That's all I played.
Upset. We have a listener email discussion question. Last week we didn't. This week we do. Listener email discussion question this week goes like this. Good evening, guys. Are there any video game genres that you don't feel are represented in the last couple of generations of consoles that you'd like to see make a reappearance? Thanks for all the entertainment. I look forward to the episode each week. Jen. You can find her on Twitter at Jennifer_Herd. That's with one N, so it's at JENIFER_HURD. Jennifer Herd. So what do you guys think? Genres that used to exist, now they kind of don't. But you want to see them again.
Jason Lamb.
Genres that don't exist that I want to see again?
Yes.
Like they used to exist.
They used to be really big and popular, and popular. Now they're...
No.
Flight Sims. Space flight sims.
Why,
more specifically,
man? They're terrible.
Like if you look back, like no, Jesus, I'll murder you.
We got it on tape. He's gonna kill me. We got it on tape.
You struck a nerve there. You got to him. Like X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, yeah. Right?
If you look back at the like early '90s, X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, Wing Commander, those type of games.
Yeah.
They've been gone for so long. They are making a comeback though. Like you've got a new Elite game coming out.
I did hear about that.
Yeah. You've got that. Oh god, a Kickstarter. It's made like $48 million in kickstarting stuff. The other one. There's a great indie one coming out called like Wings of Nazir.
Yes, Wings of Azir.
Desire. Yeah, which looks great. It's done retro style. All the graphics are sprites, so it looks like an old X-Wing game, but kind of modern take.
Or Wing Commander.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget about Star Citizen.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one. It's made $1 billion.
The multi-billion dollar video game.
I can't wait.
I downloaded a flight combat sim game onto my Android phone. It was 1.7 gigs.
Jesus.
And an 8 gig phone, I eventually decided it's not really worth the space. No. Like trying to control.
Yeah.
With like the two thumb control. Yeah. It was kind of not worth. Yeah. Ugh.
So when I read this question, it actually got me thinking a little bit like above the question. Like, okay, so Jason, with Flight Sims, I agree. There hasn't been a very big push in Flight Sims lately, but. Is there anything within the genre that could be new? Like that could be interesting again to play? Like are there things that haven't been unearthed that could
Oculus.
Make these games?
Yeah, it's Oculus Rift. It's the VR aspect.
Good call. I didn't even think about that.
Star Citizen and the new Elite game are being built to support.
Mm. It's going to be so good. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You'll be in the cockpit.
But it'll still be the same game, though.
It'll just be a different... Okay. Like, you'll...
Get in my cock.
To see that... Well, let's say you're being shot at from behind. You'll be able to look over your... Look over your shoulder and see that other fighter, like, you know, gunning at you.
Right,
shooting
yeah.
out of my cockpit.
Yeah.
No, that would behind. I would play that. I think that would be very cool. To actually look over your shoulder and see the fighter jet behind
yeah.
you. And
oh man,
that would be pretty.
Or
impressive.
Just the back of your seat, because starfighters don't actually have great visibility.
Yeah, it's like the whole myth of in a first person shooter, you look down, you don't have feet. It's weird.
Yeah.
Why don't I have feet? Yeah. I know they're there. Just not floating spectacles. So, I'm gonna have to go with my favorite genre,
ooh.
The old running gun.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Like I feel that, but see, and this is what kind of upset me because when I thought, well, is there anything new that you could do with a running gun? I'm sure there is, but man, I don't know what it would be.
Mouse controls like, for precision aiming.
See, okay. Mm.
Hotline.
Here's the problem with that. Miami. Stop it. This game's terrible.
That's so good.
Terrible. You're so wrong.
Here's
so good.
Here's the problem. That's fine. I get that. Okay. Mouse controls with precision aiming. Here's the thing that kills me is when it's like, oh, no, use the mouse to aim, and then the bullets still kind of stray up and down, like Shoot Mini Robots.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an indie game. It's a running gun, kind of like an Abuse. If anybody played Abuse for the PC,
nope, never.
That's an amazing game. This game is awful because it is set to use your mouse for quote unquote precise shots, and then but the bullets kind of like go around the aim,
yeah.
And it's like, why am I using the mouse then? Like this goes against everything I was taught by nature from, you know, playing Twitch shooters and other games like this. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, I don't think, other than, like, I don't know, man. Like, maybe it's just because one of the reasons I like running gun games is because they're so straightforward. And it's like, here's your objective, go.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think there's a whole lot new aspects you could come up with that genre.
But does there really need to be in that case? It's kind of a perfect genre as it is.
Well, I mean,
I
yes and no.
Yeah.
Like, yes, for me, I'm fine with it. Like, you, as long as it's a running gun with a spread shot weapon,
mm-hmm.
count me in. But for people who were born after 1990 and their first console was a PlayStation 2, like that, you've got to bring new things to kind of bring the hype back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And for our audience members who can't tell already from this discussion and previous topic, Hunter has a great mind for game design, and I look forward to his first indie release.
Never going to happen, man.
But then I'll always be looking forward to it.
I just like to tear things apart. That's and then cool. not put them back together.
Let's see how this works. Okay, that's how it works. Cool. Throw
it away. Awesome. Let me just buy one that's already together again. So I know what that looks like on the inside, just so you know. Bailey, if you say Bible simulators, I'm going to be very upset.
You guys are going to hate my answer even more than that one.
Yeah.
Are you guys sitting down? Are you guys bracing? You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's four words. I'm going to put it out there. Okay, here we go. You ready? Board game video games.
Oh, come on, man.
Now, listen to this. There's a fantastic precedent right now for competitive card games to go digital. That's been a fantastic transition. Rather than have people purchase physical expansion packs and have to drive to tournaments and only meet a local region worth of players, like, there's been very successful competitive card games. Hearthstone is a phenomenon, okay?
It's really good.
Now, I'm waiting for something like... There's really geeky board games out there. Whether you go Euro style or not. They're... board game video games. I'll just leave it at that.
You're a monster.
It's a perfect time for them to reignite.
If they were like indie board games, like small creators. No, I'm not. Like, there's a lot of board games that I play with friends that are awesome. That would be amazing as video games, mainly just due to the amount of setup time that takes. Like, one game in particular, I don't know if you guys ever played it, but it's called Zombies with like 3 exclamation points.
I've heard of it.
It's a fun game. So the idea is that you're fighting a horde of zombies, but the neat aspects of it is you build the board as you're playing. So there's actually tiles of the board. Every time you take a turn, you draw a tile, then you try to build the board, and it's different every time.
Games like that, and I like them.
Yeah, like it's a great idea. It's something that really hasn't been intricate into video games because, I mean, how do you sit down and do it without being a blatant ripoff? But like, it's a fun game. That's one of the reasons why, is because it gives it that random factor that, you know, you could make it to a shop to upgrade your weapons way before you could, you know, previously.
Yeah.
You know, I would.
Now.
Yes. Settlers of Catan. Or Catan. Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that game's great. I would love to play that game on a video game.
Yeah.
There is a video game
multiplayer online. But it's not popular, though, Jason. Yeah, like, it's true. Not like.
So you want them to be popular. You want it to sell.
Well, yeah. I'm okay. I guess I shouldn't like immediately discard what you just said, but I had that thought too. Like, yeah, they are out there.
Like, do you want like AAA, like board game games where we like funneling millions of dollars?
No, I think what he wants is he wants Hearthstone. He wants a big name company to take a game that's already established and then just put their spin on it and put it out there.
That makes sense. Know?
But rather than a 1-on-1 card game, I want to play like a 6-player game.
Yeah.
And I want to sit down for like this massive experience. But I want there to, instead of like moving pieces and rolling die, like to see animations on the screen, have a really convenient inventory system I don't have to physically keep track of. Just the convenience of technology. That's all. Because, I mean, keep in mind, I really dig stuff like Risk on Sega Genesis and Monopoly on NES. Like, I'm a big board game, video game dork. It's not going to take a whole lot to impress me. That was my answer to the question.
It's good, man. I like it.
Yeah, good question, Jennifer Heard. Yeah, good work, Jen. Cool.
Good work, Jen.
Thanks for supporting the show.
Totally.
Totes.
Totes my goats.
Hurts.
Sorry.
We should take a music break.
Probably.
We'll be right back.
We're back. In fact, that track was Go Back by Lazy Gecko, a Streets of Rage 2 remix. Some say it would be pretty straightforward because it's so true to the original, but it does kind of spice it up a little bit and give it a modern sound. Good work, Lazy Gecko. Speaking of lazy geckos, or should we say motivationally challenged, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, or even those who do, because it stays the same either way, this is a part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen an old video game. We'll have 1 minute to review what game we picked, and then we just spend the rest of the episode arguing about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the audience, get to vote for your favorite of the three choices in a poll on the podcast episode page on onemorecastle.com. Audience participation. We love it, so please vote onemorecastle.com. Now, 2 episodes ago, the theme was Games of 1997. Appropriately enough for episode 97. And the winner was the Juggernaut, a.k.a.
Hey.
Hunter. Clay Fighter 63 and a third. It definitely got my vote.
Yes.
And it beat out my Japanese game on Nintendo 64 and Star Wars X-Wing vs. TIE Fighter on PC.
Son of a...
Wow.
Mother.
Yeah, so is the Juggernaut back?
I think this is the first time that Clay ever beat out a Star Wars game.
Yeah, probably.
Nope. It's never going to happen
again. Tonight's theme is Great Developers, Odd Beginnings. So in other words, developers that gamers probably are aware of, but they may not be aware of a certain obscure game from the past. Maybe even a bad game. We'll see. That's the theme. And typically I go first. Do we still want to do that? Like every week I go first? Like,
yeah. Do it.
Okay, I guess I'm ready.
All right, you may begin.
So I kind of cheated because the company... Okay, I want to say I cheated. You guys can decide. But the company I picked was Rare, which some would say doesn't really exist really anymore. Some would say that, but they made some awesome games, especially in my opinion on the Nintendo 64. GoldenEye is probably their most well-known example, but like Perfect Dark, GeForce Gemini, just awesome games. They made some great games on NES too, some of my favorites. One of their early games that was not one of my favorites is Taboo: The Sixth Sense. Maybe not even a game. It's kind of a fortune-telling game. It tells you like how you're going to die, what's going to happen to you, gives you lottery numbers. Yeah. It takes about 2 minutes to play, to play, quote unquote. Taboo, The Sixth Sense by Rare.
Ugh. All right. Gross.
That's kind of... Right.
It's a pretty good choice.
It's a little diversion, you know.
No, it's disgusting.
Hunter.
Hey.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You may begin.
Trolls. Elves. Swords, maces, morning stars, Morrowind, Oblivion, Skyrim. These are all staples for the one and only Bethesda Softworks. Amazing games, but their first game was an interesting mark into the football arena. Because released in 1986 was Gridiron for the Amiga. And let me tell you, it is absolutely terrible. Who would think that creating a sports game as a first release would ever be a good idea? Garbage, I tell you. That is Gridiron.
Come on, you're over. For Amiga?
For the Amiga.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, cue the research reflexes.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll begin.
Go ahead.
If you pick another Star Wars game, I'm going to be very upset.
I won't. It's actually quite nothing like that.
What does that mean?
Id Software. creators of such classics as Wolfenstein, Doom, Quake, had humble beginnings with a title called Rescue Rover. When your dog Rover gets kidnapped by robots,
of course,
it's up to you, the player, to enter into robot territory and get him back, hence the name Rescue Rover. Each level you climb up a ladder that's set into the floor, complete some puzzles, and at the end you manage to rescue Rover. But surprise, he's kidnapped again by a robot, and you have to go to a tougher robot level and beat a puzzle and rescue him again. But wait, he's been captured again and will continue to be captured for the duration of 20 levels. That's Rescue Rover by id for the PC.
Okay, wait, I'm so not to break mood or anything,
right?
Someone clarify for me, are we trying to defend our game as the best game of the trio, or as the best example of a bad game from a great developer?
I was as the best example.
Okay, good. Now, yes,
I think we all went that way.
Great. Good. Because it's so strange, Hunter, that you picked a football game, because I came very close to it. Because I was looking at this, and it's made by Natsume. And Natsume made an early game for the Famicom called, and I kid you not, Quarterback Scramble American Football Game.
Sweet.
Quarterback is two words, by the way.
Of course. But, of course.
I almost chose that. That would have been... Yeah. But I went with Taboo.
Yeah. Taboo's pretty bad.
Yeah, but it tells you when you're going to die. I mean, my game...
When are you going to die?
Let me see what it said when I played, when I reviewed it on a little old website.
When are you going to die?
Let me see. Let me find out.
Find out.
I need to know. I should have had it like a TV in here and just played it.
Yeah, I think I made the mistake of watching a speed run. It was like a minute and 15 seconds. While watching it, I was like, what am I watching? Like, I don't even know what this is.
This is a complete waste of my time.
Looking at tarot cards? Like, come on. Like, that's...
Yeah. I have a Let's Play video on YouTube. You 6 minutes and 21 seconds long. Do. I'm just going to watch my own video and see what it said about me. So, when I played Taboo, The Sixth Sense... it's also called Taboo the Time Machine. Like, actually refers to itself that way. You have to tell it your name, your birthday, your sex. You have to tell it. It uses both, like, crosses and pentagrams in its imagery.
Sweet.
And you can actually, like, choose what question you want to ask. Like, it lets you type that in if you want. It's a really strange...
It doesn't read it, though, right? Like,
well, no. The question I asked in my Let's Play video was, "Will I die tonight?" Mm. And the game said, "What did the game?" I don't remember what the game said. You card the Knight of Cups. I will now deal the cards. That's what it said. And then it dealt the cards, which took a while. And it said, Significator, card the Seven of Staffs. Currently, your situation is gaining the advantage. So clearly the existing obstacle is success and renown. Crossing Cup, card the Three of Coins. The Hanged Man. So I guess I was going to die that night.
None of that makes any sense. No,
it doesn't. That, like, saying that out loud made it seem 10
yeah,
times
it's really
worse
bad.
Than it. Actually, like,
it's so bad. Is it a game though? Like,
is it a game?
I don't know, man.
Like, doesn't sound like a game.
Like,
just kinda
at least
like crap.
Rescue Rover is a crappy knockoff of Chip's Challenge. I'm okay with that. You know, it's so great.
Whoa,
it's amazing.
Whoa,
stupid.
But I mean, that's what it is. It's rather than collecting keys,
no.
You're collecting a dog.
The relationship.
Yeah.
So that doesn't
What's wrong with the dog?
Change the fact that you're still collecting something to move on to the next area.
Every level is just pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least my game like tells your fortune in the most illegible, meaningless ways.
I was gonna say, does it though? Like, I feel like something like Taboo, you're kind of playing yourself because you have to go above and beyond to read into the cards and what they mean.
Yeah, because you ask it a question. I remember now. Then it deals out like 15 cards, and then right. It gives you your fortune numbers.
Yeah,
so I don't know what that means.
Does it?
You know what I will say?
On the back, does it say, you know, learn Chinese and then give you a Chinese word and what the English equivalent is? Is that part of the game?
Oh my god, Amiga is not Amiga. Gridiron is hideous.
So okay, Gridiron.
It's just dots.
So Gridiron is the game if you were watching a football game on your phone. With dots, like
it's like a satellite view.
Yeah, like dot 42 ran 5 yards, and then just like a little red dot like moves across a green background. It's absolutely hideous. Like
you brought like a dot directing game.
As a developer, I don't know. Maybe it's just me because it's like if I come up with an idea of the game and I look at the hardware and the tools that I have to create this game. And I'm not even halfway in. I'm looking at the product. And I'm like, wow, this is just crap. This is just really bad.
Wow, it is actually genuinely tough to find footage of your game online.
Yeah. Bethesda has paid people off not to show this game. That's how hideous it is. It doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
I was going to say, if you go to the game FAQs page... There are no screenshots and no box art. Nope. Like, it's just a gray box that says no box shot available.
It doesn't exist.
Box shot until now. They really have tried to expunge every piece of evidence that this thing...
Do you blame them? It's terrible. It's really bad. Like,
that's hilarious. So, like, every game has the box art on game FAQs. That's crazy.
It just looks awful. Yeah.
It's
not a game.
So here's what I did. 1982. Okay. We're still in the dawn of video games, right? So at first you're thinking, oh, well, this is just at the beginning of the, you know, the market. Like they didn't know what they... No. 1982 was a mega year for video games with like Pac-Man and Dig Dug and Donkey Kong Jr. and Ultima 2 and Pole Position. These games, at least visually, were very stimulating. And then you have Gridiron.
Yeah, man. Gridiron.
Like
Dot Matrix.
Like they
Express.
Weren't even trying to bring a game out.
Like I feel like I should just go watch Ants. Run around and just assign arbitrary like teams.
Like it reminds me of the football game for like the board where it's like electronic and they kind of buzz around. Like that's what this reminds me of.
It's completely random.
And then when you go for like a field goal kick, it does like this really weird side like isometric shot. And like you've got these stick figures that are like on the field and like the uprights you can kind of see because it's at like an angle to give it some sort of depth. Like it's really bad. Like, it's terrible. This is a terrible game.
And am I wrong, or does it have an exclamation exclamation mark right there in the title?
Yes. So it's like Trog.
It's like trying so desperately to seem exciting and interesting, but it's not.
Just so you know, E.T. also was released in 1982.
Even E.T.'s better than that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Dude, Empire Strikes Back
on that boat too.
For the 2600 was released that same year. That game, to this day, is still really, really good.
What happened?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, how did they come from this to being this powerhouse when it comes to fantasy storytelling and character creation and questing? Like, Who stepped in and was like, all of this is utter shit. We're starting over.
Yeah. I don't.
I will say I dearly loved the deadpan, straight-laced way that Jason said in his intro. When your dog is kidnapped by robots.
Yeah.
Just completely threw me off. I don't
know. Oh, that doesn't happen with your dogs?
Is frequently captured by robots.
Happens all the time.
Why would robots care about your dog?
They need a...
What?
Fuel?
Robots, you know what it is? They're pissed off about the notion that robots are man's best friend, and they're trying to prove that they can also be robots' best friend.
Wow. That is...
That's almost disturbing.
Yeah.
But
I will admit, the game is very much a chips challenge.
Thank you. It is.
Which makes it an awful game.
It is. It's completely a chips challenge.
If you're going to rip something off, rip off something that's good.
Yeah, like chips challenge.
Yeah, chips challenge. Yeah. You know what? I will... Of the three games, if we're... talking quality wise, Taboo is in a game, and Gridiron is just awful.
It's like a simulator. Like you're not.
Are you
even...
trying to say that you brought the only game? How ironic, Jason. Jason brought the only definite game.
Yeah,
tonight.
Which is what happened.
Which is just the half baked
99 episodes later.
Come on, man.
What have we done? What
it's terrible.
Of us? Jason brings the one legit. Yeah.
So I have a story about Taboo.
Please, Hunter, tell us your story. I like stories.
So from at least my understanding, you actually picked up Taboo at the Midwest Gaming Classic for fairly cheap, from what I remember. So it was one of those instances where it was like, okay, we're sitting at the booth. We're going to take turns going and walking the floor because it was a trade show and that kind of thing. There's a lot of people there. So I went first, I don't think I found anything, and then I came back, and then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go. And then you came back, and I was like, oh, what'd you get? And like you were naming off some titles, and you're like, yeah, and I got Taboo the Sixth Sense. And I'm like, why? Why would you waste hard-earned money?
Why would you get this?
Like, you have...
I'm a sucker for those great
You have no idea how many times I've passed over Taboo. No idea.
How many times have you passed over?
It's
give me an idea.
Numerous.
Do you have a copy?
No, of course not. I will never buy that game.
See, why? But you're a collector.
I've got my limits, man. I've got my limits. Like, I just...
That's so weird.
I just can't.
Just...
I can't.
When it's like... It's like a 50-cent copy, you wouldn't get it?
If somebody gave it to me...
It takes 5 minutes to play. Okay, what would you do if someone gave you a copy?
If somebody gave me a copy... I would take it apart, take the board out, put a Raspberry Pi in it with an emulator that only plays Taboo. That's what I would do with it. That's what I would do with it.
Yeah. Boy.
Taboo. Man, I think you win. This is so bad. Like,
just crap.
I would rather play either of your games. I'll say that.
I mean, like Rescue Rover, I would probably put quite a few hours into that game. Because it looks entertaining for the most part. You know? Like, I like the idea of kind of like the top-down isometric, but like your main character is over-animated, so it's like, arms moving, and, you know, there's lots of frames in the end, and just the walking animation. Like, I think that's funny. That entices me to play your game.
But it's about robots kidnapping your dog over and over.
I'm telling you, dude. Government secrets. Government secrets.
Oh, okay. The government wants to do something to my dog.
Maybe Rover has the recipe for Bush's baked beans.
Maybe Rover is the central intelligence.
Yeah, wasn't there a movie where like dogs talked and they were part of the government or something? So. Jason, this game was ahead of its time.
Thanks. It's a true gaming classic.
Yeah. Way to bring a game that a lot of people would actually like, Jason.
Yeah. I know. I took me 99 episodes to sell out.
It's like when Jason uses that word classic. It's just, I don't know.
Oh yeah,
just throws it around.
Yeah, it is literally a classic
without
the music. Yeah, without the volume on.
And decide that meh, Mega Man. I don't really like Mega Man. I'm like, what?
Yeah, but the music was really good, right? I had the volume down.
Yeah, the volume down.
What is this world coming to?
We should have an episode where we just without any preparation, just quick, what are the first five video games that come to mind that you would call a classic? I mean, what would Jason say? He'd be like, Doom?
Civilization.
SimCity. And all three Half-Life games.
there's only two.
God, better be three.
It's not going to happen, Jason. Let it
there
go.
There you go.
Oh, I want to play with an Oculus Rift.
Gross.
He's going to have an aneurysm. God, here it comes.
Disgusting.
A Jason-urism.
Just Jason spewing out of his ears. Like, hey, we should tax him more.
Half-Life 3. You know, 99 is 333s. That's a lot of threes. Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Yes.
Half-Life 3 confirmed. Jason, did you read the parody letter? I can't remember who put it out, but like they had just released photos of them creating, like, of Steam creating like a controller. And everybody was pissed because they thought it was going to be a Half-Life 3. And they're like, oh, no, we don't want to make anything that's new or innovative. You guys just want just a sequel of a sequel. That's what you want. Like, just completely. Like, I know it was a parody, but it was so well written that it was, like, hard. Like, awesome. I want somebody to videotape this from Steam saying, like, look, SOBs. Like, all you guys go on is about stupid Half-Life. It's never going to happen. Just move on, you know.
So, never going to happen.
Never going to Half-Life 3. I mean, happen.
Nope.
Never going to. Sorry.
Instead, we have Rescue Rover.
Yeah, what is that? Is that really the title of your game, Jason? Rescue Rover?
Rescue Rover.
See,
there was a sequel as well.
It...
There was Rescue Rover 2.
Really? That's so dumb. It's so tantalizingly close to Rescue Rangers.
It is.
Which is a fun game.
This is a fun game.
Okay. More fun than my game. That's my game sucks.
Yeah, dude. My game's terrible.
If you're looking for a good example of a bad game from an otherwise great developer, what weird agreement did Rare have to make this game? Like, what? Company approaching, like,
especially for Nintendo, because I would think at this time that would be considered like a very religious, spiritual. I mean, am I wrong in thinking that? Or
whoa, dark arts here, like, this is satanic,
like,
okay?
I don't know,
tone it down a little bit.
Yeah,
I agree. It's just such a weird choice to,
it's like Kiss opening for a kid's birthday party back in the 70s, like, it just wouldn't happen.
Yeah, it's like hiring a stripper at a funeral.
That was it as well. It was it as well. Play these three songs and hire me a blonde stripper.
Have her pop out of the casket.
Hi.
Don't do that. No. Oh!
She's wearing a black sash. There's this funeral on it, and it's misspelled. Because apparently strippers are dumb. I don't know where that came from.
Fun and funeral. We're off the rails.
Just terrible. We all brought crappy games, man. Like, it's really bad.
Yeah. Who wants to talk
stupid
about
Gridiron?
War?
So bad.
I don't.
It's just so dumb. It's so bad.
I would rather watch ants. I like watching ants. Ants are kind of neat. I once watched three ants drag a dead worm back home. And it's like fun to watch them, like, as a
that
team.
That sounds better,
like,
than Gridiron.
Conquer challenges. Like, they came across this, like, little pebble. And, like, the worm starts, like, wrapping around the pebble, and they start pulling the worm and the pebble. This is the ants, like, what are we doing? This is stupid. So, like, pulled the worm all the way around the pebble. I mean, they were, like, not to say that the ants were smart, but they clearly had at least, like, a mechanical mind. They were okay, Ants, man. Ants, man.
All right.
Ants in your pants, man. Worst superhero ever.
Yeah. Who was it? Who would his villain be? Like No Pants Man?
Poop in Your Pants Man? Anteater in Your Pants Man? Anteater in Your Hat Woman.
I see what you did there. I see what you did.
Anteater in Your Hat Woman.
Doesn't roll off the tongue like Ants in Your Pants Man. So,
yeah.
Gridiron Stone. I really want to play that game. Really want to play Ironstone.
Oh, Ironstone. Yeah. And I hate to say it, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized it seems like one of those strangely trendy indie PC games nowadays, where it's more about the social experience.
Especially if we get Fabio to back it. Like, just to use his likeness. That's all we need. Just to use his likeness.
Ironstone. If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, just go back and listen to episode 98. We came up with a game idea.
It was a crazy game idea.
It was kind of weird and yet glorious. Crazy game.
Had its own intro and everything.
We do it once in a while. The pooch is screwed adequately. Let's stick a fork in this hot plate. Final arguments. Jason, should anyone really vote for your dog robot?
Do you like dogs?
Yes.
Do you like robots?
Oh, absolutely.
And the rescue rover.
What?
But what if you don't like dogs? Like, would you still? Or what if
Maybe.
You do like dogs? You really want? Do you really want to see it kidnapped by robots?
No, you want to rescue it. You're rescuing
it's
rover.
It's just rescue rover. A final statement. I shouldn't be arguing anymore, Hunter.
Dick.
Why should anyone? Why should anyone vote for your modern art project warily disguised as a sports game?
You shouldn't. You should not vote for Gridiron. Like, I will consider this a win if Gridiron receives zero votes. This game is atrocious. Vote for Rescue Rover.
As for my game, Taboo the Sixth Sense, you should vote for it because Six of Cups, Four of Knights, The Summoner, The Hanging Man, Three Tulips in a Garden of Misery.
What?
Your lottery numbers are 6, 12, 46, 48, 14, and 3. Would you like
Learn
to
Chinese.
Learn Chinese. Fun crap, pal.
Yes,
that's our show, everyone. I'm so sorry. Those are some pretty
so
crappy
sorry.
Games.
Happy episode 99, everyone.
It's making me like die over here. I'm like dying. I can't even right now.
I can't even.
So yeah, that's our showdown. Thanks for watching. I want to give a special shout out to the brave souls who are commenting on the live stream as they watch. We appreciate you guys. Special shout outs to Valerie Minnick, Samir, Paul Sharp, Captain Knucklehead, Chronislinger, Jason Lamb, Jonathan's here. We got Juan Villatoro. We have Tom Hall until he left. What a turd. All due respect. Marcus Skylora, thanks for popping by. And for the few people who are watching silently without saying anything, we appreciate you as well. Just want to remind you, Review a Bad Game Day is August 8th. And it's a lot of fun. I'm a little sad I'm going to miss most of it this year.
It's going to be a good time.
OneMoreCastle.com/shop has t-shirts. You should check that out as well. Jason, do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter, at Jason Lamb. I'm going to give a shout out to robots.
Cool. Hunter, what do you have to say?
You can also follow me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My indie game review blog is IamEricM.com, where me and the one and only Mr. Ocarina of Tom, Mr. Tom Hall, do a podcast called Breaking Bits. So if you don't get enough of me on this show and all of the episodes that we've done, and you've got an hour and a half to kill, you could kill it with us.
Just kill it with us.
Kill that time with us. And then when you look back in your life, you realize that you've wasted the majority of it listening to people drone on about things that they have no idea what they're talking about, I will give you a high five.
And if you have a discussion question you want the three of us to tackle on an episode, email us, podcast@onemorecastle.com. Preferably about old video games, but not exclusively. It doesn't have to be. You can ask about anything else if you want. We'll talk about it. That's
fine. I'm down to clown.
You know? Yeah, and for anyone who listens to the audio version of the podcast but might be curious to check out the craziness of the live stream, we broadcast Thursday evenings, 7:30 p.m. And we tweet the link from One More Castle.
And we Facebook it. Now. And now. We start the Facebook. What is this book face thing? Is that, people do this?
Someday I'm gonna do some research on it. I heard it's pretty popular. I'll find out, guys. I got this. Don't worry. Editor in chief.
Right here. Guy with two thumbs. Editor in chief.
Boom. Audience, just remember, if nothing else, remember, you are bad enough to rescue the president. See you next week.